sainthood is attained by a few Christians.
Excuse me?
Sainthood is attained by a few Christians. Question number 8.
Nine.
I've left out one. Okay, question number 9. To be tempted is a sign of our sinfulness. Question number 11, no, 10. How many sins have you committed today? And if you don't know, take a grab at it. Come on, how many sins have you committed today? Let's get on with that, okay? Quick, question number 11. How many acts of righteousness have you committed today? Okay. The reason I wanted this letter, the message I feel like God wants me to bring tonight, I brought in Fort Worth a week ago last Friday, and I've been receiving some letters about it. And the two letters I wanted to share with you tonight, I've only got one. I hope God in his providence allows me to keep the letter, because I'd rather really have kept the other letter. Was a letter from a young man in the seminary, his third year in the seminary, who received the truth from God's word, and the expressions that he had in the letter were absolutely unbelievable. I just couldn't believe what I had read had happened to him. Last Friday night, his wife brought home the tape. He didn't even go to the meeting. His wife brought home the tape, and he listened to it. And he had, I can quote almost what he said, because it so impressed me. And then this other letter I got from another ministerial student who had been saved for 5 years. He goes to William Carey College, and it was quite obvious from this letter that what was said was Greek to him. And I'm cognizant of the fact that tonight it's going to take divine revelation for you to grasp what I believe God wants me to say to you. And I want you to listen very carefully tonight. I want to start off by telling you a story the Lord gave me recently. It came out of hearing a little phrase that's being said all over the country now, that you can't soar with the eagles if you live with the turkeys. And I was riding on a plane last fall out to Bartlesville, Oklahoma, to speak out there. And the question came to me, what in God's name was the eagle doing with the turkeys in the first place? I mean, you know, what was the eagle doing with the turkeys? And this is the parable that I would like to think that God gave me to be able to lay the foundation. I think it's good to speak in parables, and then we will speak the application of the parable afterwards. And the parable goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a mom and dad eagle. And they lived in a colony of a whole bunch of eagles. In fact, that colony is just south of here, about 65 miles. The mom and dad eagle live in the colony, and this particular bunch of eagles happens to be Southern Baptist. Now, you know that the population of eagles in the United States has declined drastically in recent years. And so when eagles are born,